Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Was Helen Forrest with the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1940, with a song written by Eddie DeLange and Jimmy Van Heusen called Shake Down the Stars. And that was a very fine arrangement, too, which showed off Helen's voice at its one of its nicest modes. And, of course, Benny Goodman in good form with that fine clarinet. That lovely warm delivery by Helen is always lovely to listen to, and it's great that she was able to start off this morning's edition of the show, which is the second show in our three-part series that we have now got into the habit of doing every summer, called The Summer Sky at Night. Last week we heard songs about the moon, and this week, you've guessed it, songs about the stars, and we'll have more songs about the night next week. But this week, it's stars in our song titles, and there were quite a few of them. And we've got some very fine singers and musicians for you this morning, some very nice arrangements. And of course, the songwriting is as impeccable as ever. Well, we're going to carry on with another of the big bands around in the late 30s, early 40s, and it'll be Glenn Miller and his orchestra, with a number written by Jack Lawrence and Ted Shapiro called A Handful of Stars. And bringing us the lyrics on this one will be Ray Eberly, who is a staunch participant, long-term member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and we will hear from Ray on this particular number. If you wait just a few moments, we will then hear from his brother Bob, but we'll get to that in a moment or two. And then we will hear the lovely voice of Doris Day, along with the orchestra of Paul Weston, another very fine conductor and arranger. They're going to bring us a song that is a great favorite of mine. It was written by Frank Perkins and Mitchell Parrish. Doris and Paul Weston recorded this in 1957. And the song is called Stars Fell on Alabama. Then we'll go back to 1943, to one of the most popular bands around at the time, and that was led by Jimmy Dorsey, one of the two Dorsey brothers, and Tommy was also leading his own orchestra at the time, and they were both very, very successful. Well, I promised you something from Bob Eberly, who is the brother of Ray Eberly. And he will be joining us with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, along with band singer Kitty Callan. Kitty, also a very accomplished singer, went on to sing with a number of orchestras, including that led by Harry James. Well, the two of them, along with Jimmy Dorsey, had a very big hit with this particular number. I'm sure you've heard it before. It was written by Gene DePaul and Don Ray, and it's called Star Eyes. So three songs all about stars, and we'll go now to Glenn Miller and his orchestra, A Handful of Stars.
I recall a story that night of love and glory, a night that left my heart romantic scars. We stood so near to heaven that I reached clear to heaven and gathered you a handful of stars. Sweet remembered hour when love began to flower, with moonlight through the trees like silver bars. And as the moon grew older, I reached across your shoulder and gathered you a handful of stars. I placed my fingertips upon your lips, and stars fell in your eyes. Moon glow made a halo of your hair. Suddenly you looked at me and dreams began to rise. Oh, what things unspoken trembled in the air. Our hearts were madly beating, and then our lips were meeting, and Venus seemed to melt right into Mars. Then while we stood caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of stars. Blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of stars.
drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer.
The stars in April skies are. Tell me someday you fulfill the promise of a thrill. Stars, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores that loveliness of yours. All my life I've felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow. Makes no difference where you are, your eyes will hold my guiding star. Oh, stars, how lovely you are.
Star eyes, that's the way you make my eyes shine. When those lips of yours caress mine. Just to have you by my side would leave me starry eyes, star eyes. Lonely eyes you put a dream in, eyes that only you're supreme in. Don't you know it's just for you? They sparkle as they do. Though the stars aren't real, I know they show how much I care. Tell me how it makes you feel to know you put them there. Star eyes, when if ever will your heart know that it's you for whom these eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are, my eyes will hold your wishing star. So kiss me and wish on a star.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we are listening to songs about stars, part of our series of shows, three shows in all, on the summer sky at night. We just heard three songs on topic. Star Eyes from Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra with Bob Eberly and Kitty Callan from 1943. Doris Day with Paul Weston brought us Stars Fell on Alabama from 1957. And we also heard from Glenn Miller and his orchestra with a lovely tune, A Handful of Stars. Well, we have lots more wonderful music coming up for you this morning, and we're going to go now to a song written by Harold Arlen with lyrics by Leo Robin. It was written for the 1948 film Casbah, where it was sung by Tony Martin, but we're going to hear the version that was recorded in 1961. By one of the greatest singers of the 20th century, and that has to be Ella Fitzgerald. It's a recording from her Harold Arlen songbook, and the song is called It Was Written in the Stars. And we'll go back to 1946 after that to, in fact, the next two recordings will be from people that I don't believe I've featured before on the show, so that's a new to I've Heard That Song Before artists. And we will hear from 1946 a quintet led by pianist Arnold Ross. He's actually joined by Benny Carter on alto sax on this one, and he certainly has been on the show before, but I think this is the debut for Arnold Ross, and you'll agree, he's a very nice pianist. The song is Stairways to the Stars, recorded for the Keynote label, and it is written by Matty Malnick, Frank Signorelli, and again, Mitchell Parrish. And then we'll go to 1951 to the original Broadway cast recording of the musical A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. And the music for the musical was provided by Arthur Schwartz, very fine composer, and the lyrics by that wonderful lyricist Dorothy Fields. Well, the song is called I'll Buy You a Star, and we've heard it before on the show, but not by the original Broadway cast, where it'll be brought to us by this morning, Johnny Johnston and the company. Three more songs about stars, and we'll hear now from Ella with It Was Written in the Stars.
Was written in the stars, what was written in the stars shall be. It was written in the skies that the heart and not the eyes shall see. And so joy it shall be done. Now suddenly I know you are the one. Here as in a day, that I have to have your love, or I'll never be free. And cloudy though the day be, crazy though I may be, what the stars foretold shall be.
Things may not come through the way you plan. One more chance is due to every man. One more chance, that's it. It's not too late yet. We'll be living on some grand estate yet, you'll see. An automobile so fancy gets some air. A coat made of sealskin is what my wife will wear. Sealskin isn't good enough. Ermine isn't good enough. Buckets full of diamonds aren't good enough. To show you what you're worth, there's not enough to do. There's nothing on this earth good enough for you. I'll have to do my shopping up there. Just a star, but the best one in the sky. You'll have a cloud to sleep on, a cloud as light as an angel's sigh. A fine silver chain made from the rain of a summer afternoon. Darling, but I won't rest until I buy the moon.
I'll buy your star, not just a star, but the best one in the sky.
We just heard from Johnny Johnson and the cast of the original Broadway musical for A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. And lovely tune, I'll Buy You a Star, with lyrics by Dorothy Fields and music by Arthur Schwartz. Before that, we heard the Arnold Ross Quintet from 1946 with Stairway to the Stars. And we started out with the one and only Ella Fitzgerald and the orchestra of Billy May from 1961. It was Written in the Stars. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're featuring songs about the stars, part of our series of programs featuring music about the night sky in the summertime. Well, we're going to go to another lovely lady and to the year 1960. And this is Anita O'Day. What a lovely voice and style she had. One of the great jazz artists. And always a very welcome visitor to the show. This morning she's going to bring us a number, a very famous number about stars. And it was written by Victor Young and Ned Washington and featured in the film The Uninvited. Originally was an instrumental without lyrics, and Ned Washington added the lyrics for it in 1946. Anita and friends are going to bring us both music and lyrics to the lovely song Stella by Starlight. And then we'll go back to 1949 to one of the great entertainers in the music field, and that is Sammy Davis Jr. with that amazing voice. And he's going to bring us a number written by Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown. I know you've heard this one before. You Are My Lucky Star. And then back to 1960 to another lovely lady, June Christie. Another song written by Ned Washington with Lee Harline. It was introduced in the film Pinocchio, and it won the Best Academy Award, or Academy Award for Best Song, rather, for 1940. And it's called When You Wish Upon a Star. And that'll be June Christie. And we'll start with Anita O'Day, Stella by Starlight.
That Stella by starlight, and not a dream. She's all of these things and more. She's everything that you'd adore. Of endless springs, the murmur of a brook at eventide, the ripples of a nook where two lovers hide, a great symphonic theme of that Stella by starlight, and not a dream. My agree, she's everything a girl could be.
Here on earth for this poor mortal, you are my lucky star. Lovely eyes at me they were gleaming, beaming. I was starstruck. La la li 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 la li 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 da la la li. Heaven's portals here on earth for this poor mortal. You are my lucky star. If Venus was a glamorous creature, then you're a four-star feature. You're my lucky star.
When a star is born, they possess a gift or two. One of them is this: they have the power to make a wish come true. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, you make your dreams come true.
And you just heard from June Christie with When You Wish Upon a Star from 1960. And that was featured in the film Pinocchio with the voice of Cliff Edwards as the voice of Jiminy Cricket. It won the Best Song Award that year, or actually in 1940. Sammy Davis Jr. brought us You Are My Lucky Star, and we heard from Anita O'Day with Stella by Starlight.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CKHUO FM 89.1.
Well, as I said, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. And every summer we try to bring you a series of two or three programs, usually three, featuring songs on the topic of the sky. It being the summer, it's the summer sky, though I suppose it's the same as the winter sky. Maybe a little less cloud, who knows? And at nighttime, so we see the stars and the moon. And it's the stars this morning that we're celebrating, the work of some of the great songwriters. And, of course, all those wonderful singers and musicians. And we have several more songs coming up for you this morning. And we'll hear now an instrumental. Actually, not. It's not an instrumental. We do have a vocal on this one. It's from 1937, and it's the Adrian Rollini Quintet. And I'm particularly fond of Adrian Rollini. He played two instruments wonderfully. One was the vibraphone, and the other one was the bass sax. And he played with small groups and larger orchestras, and we'll hear him with a smaller group this morning, his quintet, which features him on vibraphone this time, the cornet of Bobby Hackett, Buddy Rich on drums. I'm not terribly sure who the others are, but the vocal is provided by Sonny Shiler. And the song is called I've Hitched My Wagon to a Star, and it was written by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer. And then we'll go to 1945, to one of the great singers of the 20th century. And there were a few, but this guy has got to be in the top rank, and that is Frank Sinatra. That lovely voice, it's really quite unique. Nobody really quite achieved his wonderful combination of phrasing and tone. Well, he's recording for Columbia at this stage, and he's accompanied on this particular recording by the orchestra of Xavier Cugat. And the song is written by a cast of a number of people. Gabriel Ruiz, Mort Green, Ricardo Lopez Mendez. And I'm sorry, I may have mixed some of those names up. But the song is called Stars in Your Eyes. And I think you'll agree, Frank does his usual marvelous performance. And we'll go now to Adrian Rollini and friends. I've Hitched My Wagon to a Star.
I've hitched my wagon to a star, that lucky little star that watches over you. And now no ties can bind me, I'll go where you go. I've left the world behind me, and I want the world to know. If it wants me, it can find me in your afterglow. I've tied my heartstrings to a dream, that lucky little dream that introduced me to you. I made my heart a guiding chart, lead me where you are. I've hitched my wagon to a star. Oh.
see stars in your eyes. When my lips beg your lips to surrender, stars in your eyes. When we kiss and you whisper your mind, stars leave the skies, but the night still is bright in their splendor. Deep in your eyes, lovely stars still continue to shine. No matter what dawn may bring, no matter what you may say, there's always one little thing that always gives you away. Stars in your eyes make me thrill with a thrill oh so tender. Ours by the stars in your eyes. Is ours by the stars in your eyes.
And that was Frank Sinatra with The Stars in Your Eyes from 1945. And before that, we heard Adrian Rollini and Friends, I've Hitched My Wagon to a Star, from 1937. Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we've been listening to songs about stars. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. And please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. And we have one more for you this morning, and it's probably the most famous song about stars, and one of my favorite versions of this particular song is performed by Nat King Cole, and the song is, of course, Stardust. Hoagie Carmichael wrote the music and Mitchell Parrish the lyrics. And Nat King Cole recorded a lovely, lovely version of it in 1957. So here he is with Stardust.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain, my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
That concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.